Blog Talk Radio.
Sasha coming in to you live for another episode of SNM Radio. Of course, I got my
him here.
Him down style says we can't have no milk and cook. That's what I did. Well,
whatever.
Anyway, tonight. Oh, say hello.
Hey.
Anyway, tonight we're going to have on Dani Rockmore. She's been on the show before.
Mm-hmm.
She has the clothing line. And
mm-hmm.
tonight, what's she?
She'll be going to talk about this new thing where you have to vote for her. It's, let me bring it up here. Diamond Diva Magazine. You can vote for her for Woman of the Year.
Oh, okay, cool.
And the voting ends November 1st, I believe. But we're going to bring her in so we can talk more about it. And she can tell you how to vote for her so she can win this prize.
Cool. November the 1st, that's not that long because, you know, we're running up on the end of October, so you don't really have a whole lot of time. So I hope you can vote more than once. We'll have to ask that question.
Yeah. Well,
so, Dani, you're on?
Yes, I'm here. How y'all doing?
Hey, we're doing good, thank you.
So tell us what this Diamond Divas is, what's about, and how we can vote for you.
Well, the Diamond Diva magazine was actually we did the cover and an issue for Mother's Day with the TV show The Single Mompreneurs of Atlanta, and
okay.
we did the cover. So what they did is we were nominated for the 2017 Woman of the Year Award.
Oh, okay, cool.
So it's me and about 10, 11 other women that's up there. And you just have to go up there and vote. The actual award ceremony is December 2nd. It's in Raleigh.
Okay.
So you go up
in North Carolina.
Yes, in North Carolina, in Raleigh, North Carolina. And
mm-hmm.
the voting ends November the 2nd.
Oh, it's the 2nd.
The people have been voting. They did it for a month. They started October 2nd.
Oh, okay.
So, it did
so can you vote? I'm sorry. Can you vote twice, or is it just one vote per person?
I'm not sure. You probably can. I don't know. I've heard people say they did. I don't know. You have to go there and see what it does.
I went to the site and I voted about 10 times and it let me. So.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if it's working, but I voted 10 times.
I don't know. I have no clue. But if you want to vote, however many times you want to vote.
Well, we'll have to go and see because I know it's like sort of like with if you ever voted for The Voice,
mm-hmm.
you can do 10 votes. I voted for The Voice. You can do 10 votes for The Voice at one time. So I'm hoping that's what it is. We'll definitely have to try to see. So when it comes to the ceremony, what's going to take place? Is it dressy, or how is what do you have in store?
Yes, it's a classy dress red carpet affair. So okay. You have to come dressed. And we don't know who wins until the ceremony.
Okay.
We have no clue who's going to win.
Okay.
I'm
hoping it's you too. So is like if people wanted to come to the ceremony, could they get tickets or is it just for? Okay, cool.
That same website,
how much for the tickets?
The same link
mm-hmm.
up there where they have the website. You could go up there and you could purchase a ticket. They're like $31.50, and purchase a ticket and you put up there who you're coming to support.
Oh, great.
And it has mm-hmm. our name up there.
Okay.
One ticket is $31.20. If you want to buy two tickets, it is. Yep.
Yeah.
And two tickets is $62.10.
Okay.
And then you guys know you want to buy five tickets, you can't.
Yep. And I know they're going to have, it comes with a dinner. We're having a dinner. They're having entertainment. They got gifts. There's all kinds of things that's going to be at the ceremony.
Cool.
And you can also get rooms if you're coming from out of town at Comfort Inn and Suites at 1309 Corporation Parkway, Raleigh, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That sounds nice.
It is.
Yeah.
Nice little
flop. So, is your show still happening, or what happened with that? Is that in conjunction with your...
It is. I just can't say, and it's killing me. I can't say anything. I just can't tell.
I know.
It's killing me because I want to say something, but I just can't.
Oh. Well,
I'm sure it's coming soon, so.
I'm just so nosy.
Now, let me ask you this. You can say, now, if you don't say no, I know it's true or not, but will it be the beginning of next year?
I can't tell you. I can't say.
I got a little hint on what, you know.
Yeah, I mean.
She can't say for what?
Uh-huh. Yeah, she had the lock and key.
So remind us again what channel the show is going to air.
We can't say until the premiere. When we do the premiere, then we're gonna tell the channel what time and everything.
Okay.
You know what I'm gonna do? Stir up some hype. The one who guesses the right channel, they're gonna win a prize. There you go.
Ooh. Can I be in it? Can I guess?
Yeah, go ahead. And
oh goodness.
If they can guess the right channel,
I gotta hear what everybody's saying. What channel they gonna be on?
Yeah. So y'all call in and hit us up on our website on our Facebook pages. And let everybody know what you think the channel is going to be and what time. I'll pitch the first one. I'll throw the first pitch what channel I think it's going to be.
Go ahead.
VH1.
That's a good one.
That's a good one, but.
I have one in mind.
What's the one that Doug Dynasty was on?
I think that was A&E.
Yeah.
Yeah, A&E.
No. Nah. I know which one's going to be on.
Hmm?
You want me to tell you?
Okay.
You want me to tell you which one's going to be
on? You got to stick with your first answer.
I only get one?
You only get one. Can't get two.
Oh, that's up.
Oh,
Lord. We'll put up on all the pages. Nice talking stuff.
Yep. What channel? Yeah, what channel? What station? You know, where it's going to be broadcast on. I know which one, though. I'm going to win. I already know.
You won't be getting none.
Oh, Lord.
What you said I
was yep, well, you said he was giving away prizes.
Yeah, he said he was giving away prizes. I thought I could be included in that.
You're going to vote for you
won't
be getting no prizes.
Well, damn. I don't want to play this game. I don't want to play this game. so fun. But yeah, y'all come on, vote. Let's see what we can guess what channel. So I'm already gonna put mine out there. I have to. I'm itching.
Go ahead.
Wii TV.
You bought the Ascot?
No. And you think about that's a good one too.
TV One.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, TV One is a good
one. Wii TV, that's the one where the Braxtons are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's a couple of them that have reality shows on them.
Owned.
Yeah, it'd be our owned.
Yeah, owned.
I know the biggest one. The biggest one that we haven't even thought about.
What's that?
Which one?
Bravo.
Oh, yeah.
Bravo.
Oh, yeah. But when we tell you guys, we'll see who. But you got to give them their prizes, whoever get it right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to give you a prize. Mm-hmm. We're going to definitely give you. We're going to give you a good prize. We're going to give you a basket. And we'll create. I have a basket business. So what I'll do is I'll put a basket together just for TV watching. You have your little snacks. You have your little drinky drink.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that kind of stuff. Put it up in there together. Get you some little edibles, some little nibbles and good stuff like that. And get you a little basket. Now, don't think it's going to be, y'all already know, it ain't going to be no $100 basket now. Don't even go there.
All right, $50.
Well, you can
get $35.
You can get a whole lot with
I can only do $35 at the top right there. That's free. Oh. Yeah. And I got to send it to you, too. Well, like, don't be trying to rob a sister. Don't try to rob a sister.
So now with the Diamonds Divas magazine,
mm-hmm.
when you did that shoot, did it come to you or you found them? How did that go about?
They contacted the director of the show, and she told us about it. So we did a photo shoot. We did an interview with them. It's in the issue that's on the site with us on the cover. It's in the issue with our interview, and it's more pictures inside of there as well. So they came to us, and we. It was for their Mother's Day issue.
So is this magazine, is it just online, or can you actually get a physical copy? Is it just an online magazine?
No, you can get copies.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'll have to look that up and see about them and see about that magazine. That's interesting. Well, I'm glad this is working out for you, and I really hope that you win. So are you and other people in the cast nominated, or is it just you?
No, it's all of us. All of us in the cast are nominated.
Oh, it's all of
us. And it's some other ladies, too, that were in some of the issues. It's about 11 of us, I believe, 11 or 12 of us. So it's making it a little bit more competition because we all have different things going on. We're all business owners, and we're all just doing in the community. So it's making it a little bit more interesting. And the last I talked to the owner of the magazine, she said the voting, they are really close.
I was just about to ask you, do you have an idea of who has the lead at this point right now?
She said they're running real close because they started it on a Monday, and by that Tuesday or Wednesday, they had almost already about 400 votes.
Ooh. Oh, wow, okay. Yeah. More than half.
Yep.
Hope that more than half of them were yours. So when it comes to the other people that are in the issue, in the running, can you give some idea of who they are, or is top secret too?
Of course, I'm sure you guys know about the cast members. that are on the show with me, you know about those. Some of them, I don't know some of them personally. They were in other issues, so I don't know them, you know, that well. I just see them in the issue. Because they're all in different areas, different states.
Oh, okay. So it's not just Georgia and Carolina. They're everywhere. Okay.
They're everywhere.
That's cool.
It's making interesting.
Yeah, that is going to make it more interesting. So when it comes to the actual gala that's going to take place, the war show, is it going to be done live? Or for those that can't get tickets, that can't get there, will they be able to see you, or you don't know that yet?
Yeah, I think so, because I remember them saying that the media will be there. So it will be filming. They have photographers, you know, all that. So you will be able to see it. And they
go
live with a lot of their events.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering if they're going to, I guess when it gets closer to, now when did you say the actual event was going to take place? I don't remember hearing that
December 2nd.
December 2nd. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take place December 2nd. At what time?
It's going to be at, let's see, I have here all the information at 6 p.m.
Okay, 6 p.m. All right. That's good. That's enough time for people to get their stuff together, just throw your little overnight bag together and go up the road. That'd be a great little getaway.
Yeah, I mean, I'm from North Carolina, so I'm just going to go there and go ahead and stay the whole weekend.
Yeah, I would, too.
Stay the whole weekend and see my family, because I know my family is coming, so I'll just stay there, and after that, I'll probably be going out partying somewhere.
Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with a little
sip. Of course.
Ain't nothing wrong with taking a little fun, having some fun, and taking a little party time for yourself. But Raleigh is a beautiful place. I used to have a friend that lived there. Yeah. It's a very beautiful place. If you've never been, it is a lot to do.
So, you've never been?
A lot. Yes, I actually have been. I have a friend that lives close there, and I had another one that actually, she lived in Durham when she lived there. So I would go there.
I lived in Raleigh for a little while before I moved to Atlanta.
Yeah.
It's,
so
it's
how
really
is your business? How is the fashion line going?
Well, I've actually revamped my fashion line, and it's going to come out in the beginning of the year. I've started a fragrance line, and I have a shoe line coming out.
Oh, you stepping your game up.
Yeah. So I said I figured I would do a shoe line because, of course, you know, plus-size women, you know, we got to get certain shoes. We got to have shoes that not going to hurt your feet. They got to fit. You know, a lot of stores you go to, they don't have nothing past a size 11 or something like that. But then it may fit the front part of your foot, but the back hurts. Or the back part might fit and the front hurt, or the arch might hurt. Or then if you got, like, boots, the shoe will fit around your foot, but it don't fit around your calf. So
exactly.
You got all the different things, so I decided to do my own shoe line. And mine actually goes up to a size 14-15.
Oh, wow.
And then the shoe is made with padding in the bottom of the shoe, so it doesn't hurt your foot as long. Because, you know, we can wear heels, but after 2 hours or so, some people an hour, your feet start hurting.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm making them different. Yeah, so I'm making them different. So your foot doesn't hurt. You can stand in them as longer than an hour or two. And they're comfortable. Because there's a lot of people that can't, you know, if they're too high, it's going to hurt. So.
Yep.
Because Tim's going to be making $500 too.
Max says he takes you're going to be doing thigh high boots.
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, there you go.
Who, me?
Yes, I'm making all that. Because, see, I wear those. But,
yeah.
Sometimes
I have a pair. Yeah.
It's
hard to find.
You
have to shop in different places. And even when you go to some places and get them online, they still don't fit as comfortably,
right,
as they should. I have a pair.
Crazy. I don't know why they do them like that. I have a pair of thigh highs, and they're actually comfortable, but it's just they're snugged on certain parts, or a certain part may be loose, and you want them to actually fit the whole foot and the calf and thigh. So it took a lot of time for me to do it because I actually sat down and designed the shoes myself. I drew them out and I designed them for how I wanted them to be done. So it's taking a lot of detail because I want the padding in the heel and the sole down in the bottom of it and on the arch to fit because it will be for people who have no arch, flat-footed, have high arch.
Mm-hmm.
So because when your arch falls in your foot, it's going to hurt.
Oh, yeah.
So
it
I'm making them
badly.
So you don't have to worry about any of that.
Yeah, well, that's good. Because that arch support, especially when you are a heavier woman, especially when we get 230, 240, 300, 400, 450, when you packing that kind of weight on the ball of your foot, on the arch of your foot, it's already a lot of pressure. And when you don't have anything to hold that arch up, support that arch, it's going to fall, it's going to hurt, your feet are going to hurt. It's just going to be a bad situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's going to be a bad situation.
When I made the shoe, I wanted the shoe, even though it's their heels, want them to feel wearing tennis shoes.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how
and
I
that takes,
still cannot tell that you have on a heel. So, therefore, you can still dance and carry on or whatever you're doing, and your feet won't hurt.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. And that I was told when I was first getting into heels as a plus-size woman to look for the platform, make sure that the platform is in front and not on the ball of your foot. Mm-hmm.
Yes, because the platform gives you the stability in the front of your foot, and it takes some of the weight off the back of your heel. I have some that are platform like that, but still at the same time, even if more of the weight is going on your heel, it'll still feel the same way.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
I mean, it takes a lot of detail, but it can be done. I just had to find the right manufacturer that would sit down and give me what I asked for.
Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's what it's all about. Because you want what you want, and you want what's best for your customers. So, what are some of the material that you're working with when it comes to your boots and your shoes? I know you got leathers, but when it comes to the boots,
I have some fabric coming in because it's a fabric place here, and I looked at some things there. The same place where I go, it's the actual warehouse, so they have all different kinds of fabric. So I get my clothing fabric there as well, and I had them order some to get it out the country. So I can find something new that is not here. So I have the leather. I have some that have snake skin. I have some that have, it's similar to a cheetah print, but it feels a little bit different. So when I designed it and was getting ready to cut out the patterns for it, it's a certain way it had to be cut. So I needed to have a certain kind of fabric that was able to be cut how I wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, some fabric is so hard. You can't cut it. And then if you do cut it in a certain way, it will be parts on the shoe that might stick up and cut someone, so I didn't want that. So mm-hmm. I had to see what it could be used for a shoe because I'm doing something different.
Okay. Well, I can't wait to see what you got coming out. I can't wait to see what you got coming out because I like shoes.
I love them. When I tell you I love me some heels, I mean, I got so many heels. Some of them I haven't even worn yet. So, I love them. I go buy them just to buy them because they're pretty, and then I wear them. Sometimes I don't wear them. Sometimes I ain't got time to wear them. I love heels.
Well,
then I had to do the fragrance
one. Oh, go ahead.
A fragrance?
Yeah, she did a
I have a fragrance line, and I've went to a warehouse with that, and I mixed in my own fragrance. I've made my own smells. It takes time for it to settle. You have to go in there, let it. See, it's a lot. I didn't even know it took that much to make a fragrance.
Yeah, it does. Because you have to.
Go ahead. Yes.
You have to. It's almost like wine because you have to mix the layers. It's like you layer the fragrances together, especially what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to let them breathe for a while before you even.
Yep.
And the reason I know is because I had one made for my grandmother one time. And it took a while for it to get done. So
yeah.
I understand it's very interesting when you do it, how the mixologists do it, if that's what you call it.
Yes, it's very interesting. And see, I love lavender, so
yeah.
I had to get something with some lavender because I love the smell of lavender.
Mm-hmm.
Lavender, so I had
to
get
nice
lavender thing. Mixed in with it. But
so when you're doing your fragrance, go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to over-talk you.
Oh, no, you're fine. So what I'm going to do, I have samples that I'll be sending out. When I get ready to launch the other part of my clothing line, I have samples that I'm going to put in the packaging in vial so everybody can get a sample of what is coming.
Oh, okay.
And I'll be sending it out. And then the show, I'm making gift bags, and I will put some in there as well because I have another fashion show coming. That one is going to be, since it's a new revamped line, and I have the lingerie pieces that are going to be ready, I think I'm going to do a Valentine's Day fashion show. And then I will go ahead and make the gift bags and put it in there with the gift bags. Since they gave me such a good deal, I'm going to do it like that. So, therefore, they'll have to give bags, and they'll still be able to purchase the lingerie. So, those go in together.
Okay. That makes sense. That sounds like fun. Do you know where you might be having that fashion show? In
Atlanta.
From
Atlanta.
Uh-huh. You going to have it in Atlanta?
Oh. Yeah, I'm going to have it in Atlanta.
Okay.
That's close.
Yeah,
that's real close.
Yeah, I gotta have it in Atlanta.
That's gonna work out. I can't wait to see what you're coming out with in your revamp and in your relaunch. Because it sounds like you got some really interesting stuff, and you've been putting the grind and getting that stuff out there and redoing your stuff. That sounds interesting.
Yes, I put some samples up of. A pair of the shoe, two pair of the shoes, the designs of the shoe, and the bottle of the fragrance.
Okay.
I posted that up so I can see how everyone took to the bottle and how they looked. I put those up, and everybody loved them.
Well, that's great. I'm glad that you're getting that love out there. And I hope you win. You're going to win, so don't even worry about it. You've already won, so just go ahead and claim that, because you've already won. So, again, we've got Dani Rockmore on. She's wanting you all to vote for her on the Diamond Divas magazine for Woman of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
And the end of voting is November the 2nd. You can buy tickets to the actual gala that's going to happen in Raleigh, North Carolina. They are. You go on the website where you're voting. You will see that you can get tickets that range in the price for $31.20 to $62.40 for two tickets. You can buy more. If you need a hotel, they also have that provided at the Comfort Inn Suites. Again, that's going to be in Raleigh, North Carolina. That show is going to be December the 2nd, 2017, and the time is going to be 6 p.m. So definitely y'all get out there and vote. And also, don't forget to vote for our little web on our poll to see what channel that the show is going to come on, that Danny's show is going to come on. Momatures, is that right? Is that the name of it?
Single Mompreneurs of Atlanta.
Single Mompreneurs of Atlanta. Okay, I'm sorry. Single Mompreneurs of Atlanta. And we're going to have a little contest. And whoever wins, when you come back and let us know what channel and when we can watch that show, then you'll get your prizes, everyone that's our listeners. So anything else you want to tell us before we run out of time, Danny?
No, that's it. Everyone can, they can go on the fan page and see everything that I was talking about. They can see some of the pictures of the designs, the fragrance, the shoes, everything.
Okay, give us your website. I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's Danny Rockmore on Facebook. That is my fan page. Everything is up there.
Okay. And you have your website still up for your line, or are you not going to put that up yet?
It's up there. My blog is up there because I had started doing a blog as well, because I had so many people contacting me, asking me questions, asking me how to do this. So I said, let me do a blog. So I do a lot of different stuff up there for them. Some women, you know, they want to know how to get through certain issues with their self-esteem, some plus-size women. So I talked to them. I said, okay, put this up there so they can be able to communicate with me and I can talk to them, because I can't respond to messages all the time. So the blog, if they send something through the blog, it will come directly to me.
Okay. Well, it's awesome that you do that for your fans.
Yeah, it's a lot of them. I mean, I didn't know everybody was watching me like that. I mean, I'm naive to a certain thing. They just watch. And I don't mind it, because if it motivates them, I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Yeah, everyone doesn't have that ability to step out of their comfort zone and say something. You know, they rather just sit back and watch what you do and get encouraged that way. As long as they're getting encouraged, that's all that matters. Mm-hmm. Max, what were you about to say?
Oh, we just want to shout out, you know, one of her friends, she left a message on the radio board and said, you know, that she's one of her friends, Ronnie Outlaw. So shout out to her for coming up on the table.
Thank you for listening in, Ronnie. Thank you so much for putting that out there. But, yeah, that's great. I like all the stuff you're doing. Like, are you still partnering in the, what was that play that you were doing about domestic violence?
Oh, yeah, I still do a lot of that. I still go around and talk to battered women at the battered women shelter. Well, it's just not just women. It has been some men in there as well that have been battered by girlfriends, and I've talked to some of them. I go to the drug clinics and I talk to some of them there. I mean, it was amazing when I seen it was at least about 3 men in there, and I was like, well, okay. Let me see what they have to say. And when they told me their story, I'm like, oh, my Lord. These women, it's some women out here that are literally vicious.
Yeah, they
I mean,
are.
It doesn't get talked about enough.
Yeah, it doesn't get talked about enough, because there are not enough men that are brave enough to actually come forward and say that they've been victim of domestic violence like that. But, yeah, it goes on. It definitely happens.
Yeah,
definitely.
And I mean, here's other stories. And these are men that are taught, you know, don't put your hands on women and everything. And they know their strength. They know if they hit this woman back, it could go
mm-hmm.
the wrong way.
Yeah.
But then you have women that are out here, you know, they know this. They know that these men are not going to hit them. So they take that advantage, and they just literally beat up on these men. But
mm-hmm.
like I told you, it's not right. You don't put your hands on anyone at all. But
no.
a woman, when you hit a man, you kind of step out of your place.
Yeah. Yeah, you do.
So it's
you
best
open
if
your
you just stay in your place. Because
mm-hmm.
I don't know any man that's going to constantly let you continually hit him and he not defend himself. And if he gets mad, he's going to hit you pretty hard.
Yep.
So it's best to just keep your hands to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll prevent all that, both male and female. If it's getting to
exactly.
the point where you got to put hands on somebody, it's best that you go ahead and end that and go about your business.
Exactly. Exactly. And that play fighting, that play wrestling stuff, it can escalate to something totally different.
Right.
You think you're just playing, and the next mm-hmm. thing you know, somebody done got us left to the eye, and they done took
uh-huh.
you personal. You know, it's just, you can't play with everybody like that. You just have to keep your hands to yourself and let that not be a way that you express anything, your anger, your frustration. Find another way.
Yeah,
somebody says stop,
it's just,
stop.
I mean,
exactly.
hearing some of the stories from the men, I mean, that was just sad. I mean,
yeah.
I know it's happened, but to hear it in that aspect, you would think that you would hear it from a woman, but to hear it from a man
mm-hmm.
is different. And some of the, and these men,
yeah.
they I mean, they've literally been broke down.
Wow, that's sad. Well, I'm glad that they're able to speak and bring it forth and say, hey, you know, this is happening to us, and get the help they need and build themselves back up. Because nobody's self-esteem should be shot from a relationship or what someone has done to them in that relationship. That's, you know, that's not what it's about.
Right. It shouldn't even resort to that, because, I mean, if either one feel like they got to raise their hand, it's time for you guys to just chill out, take some time away from each other so you can cool down
mm-hmm.
and then come back and talk about it, because if you stay to keep going, it's going to get heated, it's going to escalate, and
yep.
people do stuff out of anger, and when they're
mm-hmm.
mad, some people
yep.
don't mean to do it, some people do. But to prevent
mm-hmm.
all that, because, you know, people have reactions when people do harm to them. They're going to react. That's male or female.
Yep.
They're going to react. So, I mean,
sure.
me being in there, you got to have a real strong backbone to be able to hear all the stories that I've heard, hearing the ones with the women and the children, some of the things their kids have witnessed from boyfriends and some of the children's fathers that they did in front of them. It's just a lot. But
yeah.
I try to talk to them, because some of them are scared. Some of them are still
mm-hmm.
scared. They don't know when the person is going to pop up. It's bad. And you would
yeah.
think that the law enforcement would do more than what they do, but they don't.
No,
they
don't.
They don't. I mean, it's a couple of where they have restraining orders, but in certain places they don't enforce it until it's too late. And by that time, there's nothing that can be done.
Mhm. Yeah, all that stuff, really, the domestic violence and how to protect victims, it all needs to be revamped, and the justice system needs to take a closer look at it and really see how people can be better protected, because, you know, they're not. They're not.
Mm-hmm.
They just turn to more victims. It's the same way when you have victims of assault. You know, they're victimized all over again by the justice system, and it's really not fair.
Yes, it's just it's sad. Now, do you guys have a number where people can call? I'm getting messages of people that are wanting to call in, and they're saying that they can't get through. Now, is it the same exact number?
It's the same exact number, but the calling has, you know, cut off because we're running past
the time. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what happened. Because we're getting ready to wrap it up in a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But if they have questions or they want to make comments, definitely leave it on our page and we'll answer them or direct them back to you, whatever the case may be. I'm sorry that people couldn't get in. And it also could have been the lines were kind of full.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got 50 people on here now.
Yeah, we got like 15. Yeah, you got like 15 people online listening. So they probably couldn't get in is the reason why.
Okay, yeah. I told them they can leave it on the page. They can leave the questions and stuff on the page.
Yeah, they can. And we're getting ready to switch over to a different program where you can have more callers and longer time. And so, y'all,
radio show.
Yeah, we're getting our own system, our own radio show, our own network set up. So we're getting that set up for the first of the year to do our own launching. So y'all just be patient.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're moving up. We're getting our production company in the works, Hot Buttered Grits Production. That's my So, you know, we're going to be doing, producing our own shows on our own radio station, and we're going to be playing music in 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's what's going to be happening. We're going to do our radio shows. We're going to create, along with S&M and Night Talks with Sasha, we're going to be doing a travel. It's also going to be a blog, and it's also going to be a travel show that we're going to do that's going to go in with JG Travel. And we're going
to
have a jazz show. Thank you. Thank you so much. So, there, you know, we're getting things set. 2018 is definitely going to be a good year. So, y'all stay tuned to Hot Butter Grit Production. We're going to be doing a little bit of something. Yeah, so...
Mm-hmm.
So y'all stay tuned. Well, I'm sorry that everyone couldn't get in, but definitely leave the questions and your comments on S&M Radio on the page, on the invite or the page itself, and we'll answer them and get those questions back to Danny as soon as we can.
Mm-hmm.
We'll let her know if there's any specific questions. We'll inbox her and say, hey, so-and-so had a question for you, or tag. You know, however we can get it done to get your questions answered. So, but thank you all for listening in and wanting to support us and support you, Danny. I appreciate that.
You're welcome, and thank you for having me on here.
Oh,
you're welcome.
You're more than welcome. Anytime that we can have you on, you know, you're welcome. Come on through and let us know because I like it. Joy. That's why I'm doing the interview. This is right up my alley. talking about clothes and everything else. It's right up my alley. So I'm definitely into that. So I'm going to check out your page and everything that you got going on. I'm going to have to go and look and see because I need me.
I'm gonna have to post some of the designs on the radio's page.
Oh yeah, please do, please do. We need to
post
see
some
that.
Up there, yeah.
Yeah, please do. Go right ahead. Post everything you want, and then I'll share it to my other page, Night Talks with Sasha. I'll share with that too, and so people can get to a different set of people. So. We're going to get you around there, girl.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You are welcome. So So. Okay, so we're going to try to wrap this up before we get cut off. So we've had Danny Rockmore on. Y'all go and vote.